help them with is reducing raw cotton contamination.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank all of you for being here today. I'm here to ask for your help. I need everybody in this room to help us. Our extensions folks, our consultants, producers, we've got to understand some of the issues around contamination of our raw cotton. And before I get into the presentation, I want to make sure everyone understands what I'm talking about and where we stand as U.S. cotton. We are considered one of the least contaminated growths of cotton in the world. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. But when a mill opens up a bale of U.S. cotton and finds plastic in it, that's a bad thing because they were counting on it to be non-contaminated. So we need your help in educating our producers and keeping our fields clean. And as I go through this presentation, I hope this will help understand what I'm talking about here. This is a set of circular woven knit fabric. And up close look, you see the black and the red contaminant. That's what we're talking about. This particular mill found this in their finished product, and then they went backwards. And I'm going to show you some slides going backwards from this. How did we get there? Here's the yarn that made that product out of the same batch of yarn. You see the black specks. Here's the sliver, or the combed, the carded cotton in a sliver before it became yarn. You see the black plastic. Again, here's another look at that same sliver in the same mill. Again, the front side, back side of the same sliver in the same mill. Black plastic. This is the same mill, and this is what its automated detection technology was spitting out in the cleaning room, the opening room, from one laydown. And you see black plastic, you see red polypropylene twine, and you see some yellow plastic. I think you might know where that might be coming from. Those are the kinds of contaminants we're talking about. Those are our problems. There's that red twine. Black plastic. That's plastic mulch, where cotton's been in behind vegetables. Other black plastics. This is in some of the mill waste. And again, updates of clear plastic film, and that bottom more than likely is round module wrap. We need your help. We need your help educating growers on the importance of keeping these fields free from these items. Ditch liners and polypipe. Polytwine, where does that come from? If we've been behind a hay field, whether it's alfalfa or whatever, oftentimes we're using polytwine in tying out those bales of hay. That tends to find out mulches from vegetable crops. The proper handling and location of round modules, and I'll show some pictures. All of this, we need to help convey the cost of what this contamination means to us. And a conservative estimate is it can mean as much as $400 million within the system. Because oftentimes we're not finding this contaminant until it's in the form of that finished product. And if that's an $80, $90, $100, $120 shirt, and you've got several thousand of them contaminated, you've got a problem if you're a textile manufacturer. And oftentimes that contamination is not found at the spinning mill. It's not found until it gets to the finished good. And that's where it gets expensive. Now, this makes for a interesting photograph. And we can talk about round modules, but that's really not the problem, the biggest part of the problem. The yellow wrap is a problem. The double section is can be a problem where we've got a wrap inside of a wrap. But what's more important is where was that module placed in the field? Was it at the end of the row, or was it out in the middle of the field where the stalks can penetrate and perforate that yellow film? Because then you're opening up for tears and more contamination later. So while this is dramatic to say, well, look at that round, that yellow wrap inside that module, the staff at the gym will see that, and they'll go after it. But what they may not see are the smaller bits that come in behind it. These are pictures of contamination. This is from one shipment of cotton, and this is at, I think, Staple Cotton for providing this, because they had several container loads of Mid-South cotton shipped back to them. Every bale. We're talking 300-400 bales worth from one gin. And this is what they found throughout that system. These are the actual bales. Everywhere you see that black circle, that's contamination. And I could have put 400 more pictures up here. Primarily yellow, primarily John Deere round module wrap is what they're finding. But it's coming, and we start at the field. And that's where we need your help. As extension agents, as consultants, as folks working with producers, help educate our producers to keep their fields clean from plastics. This is what a mill's finding in a laydown, where they're having to send people in when they first detect a problem, and they have to start digging through a 40-bale laydown to find the contaminant. And you can see the yellow plastic. So the purpose of this talk is just to make you aware of what the problem is, help us as an industry educate our producers. We've been having similar talks with our ginning community for years and our warehousers. We need your help. We're making some progress, but we still are not making as big a dent in this issue as we need to. And we need your help working with your producers to help keep these fields clean so these contaminants don't get into our raw cotton. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Appreciate that update.